Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So that is, faith is the assurance. Faith is the proof. And I think the idea is that faith is not based on what you can see. Faith is more than that. Faith is believing that we are absolutely assured that God is and that He will act in our lives, even though there is no, in front of your eyes, evidence for that. And you may ask then, well, where does faith come from? Well, Paul says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So there is something in the message itself which gives us reason to believe, which convicts us, and particularly in the message of Jesus crucified, that the message of the cross somehow persuades people. This is, of course, quite different to anything else that people have known in their lives, because usually we only believe things because we've seen the evidence. But with God, it's not like that, because faith in Him is itself the assurance of what we hope for and the proof of what is not visible. And so that might sound a bit of a clever kind of point, but I think the simple truth is that there's a hole in every human heart and in every human life that only God and Jesus can fill. And when people see and hear the message of the gospel in us and hear from us the message, they, by intuition, not sort of naturally, they see that, yep, this is it. Now, here in Riga, how many hundreds, if not, well, it is in the thousands over the years, of former atheist people have we baptized here. And in not one of those cases have I ever said to the person, look, I better give you all these reasons to believe. I've never given people sort of science proves the Bible and all that sort of stuff, because for one thing, I'm not particularly confident of the actual material, and secondly, because I've not needed to, because when you present the simple message of the gospel, people naturally sense that this is true, and this is the kind of faith that is spoken of here. And so by this kind of faith, the elders, those from old time, obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, when God created by his word, he created matter out of nothing. Now, scientists will tell you, you can't create matter. Well, maybe now you can't, but the point is that God did, because what is existing was created by the word of God, not out of anything that did once exist. So the ultimate origin of everything is with God. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, by which he had witness borne to him that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaks. So that's the sort of life you want to live, so that after you're dead, somehow you are still, through your life, the life that you lived and the faith that you showed, you are still witnessing. By faith, Enoch was snatched away that he should not see death. Well, he did, because Jesus was the first person to live forever. The idea is that he was snatched away from a dangerous situation. And he was not found because God had snatched him away. For before his being taken away, he had this testimony borne to him that he had been pleasing to God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who truly seek for him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God concerning things not seen as yet, there you have it again, there was no visible evidence to Noah. He was told there was going to be a flood, that there was going to be rain when there had never been rain on the earth. He was told he had to build an ark. It all seemed crazy, and there was no visible evidence given to him. He just had God's word, and he believed it. By faith, Noah, being warned of things not seen as yet, was moved with godly fear, and he prepared an ark to the saving of his house, and by that he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out unto a place which he should only afterwards receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He went out not knowing to where he went. So again, he was not given sort of photographs, as it were, of Canaan or where he was going. He went not seeing, but in faith. By faith, he lived as a stranger in the land of promise, as in a land that was not his own, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive, and was delivered of a child when she was past the age for doing that, because she considered him faithful who had promised. So there was no physical evidence to her as an old woman that she was going to be able to have a child. All the evidence, so-called, was against it. All the scientists would have looked at her and said, this woman can't have a child. But this is the stuff of faith, where right in the face of what people tell you, in sort of worldly wisdom, you believe and you go ahead and God comes through for you. Therefore, there sprung even of one, and him as good as dead, that's Abraham, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and like the sand which is by the seashore, without number. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them. They hugged them, and they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they are seeking after a country of their own. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have had the chance to have returned there. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. So, remember, when Jesus comes back, he's going to say to the faithful, come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This is a big theme, that God has prepared a place in the kingdom for us. Jesus said that when he was going to die. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. I'm going to make a room for you there. I'm preparing for you a dwelling place. So God has got us in view and had us in view right from the beginning, how we could be for him eternally. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. He who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall your seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, and from whence also he did receive him in a figurative sense. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau about things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Jacob and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, mentioned the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment about his bones. Remember, he didn't want to be buried in the land of Egypt. His heart was in the things of the kingdom, which was in the land of Israel, just like ours should be. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a godly child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer along with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He did not want to just enjoy sin for a little while. Why? Because he had faith that there was a kingdom coming, an eternal kingdom. And that's where he wanted to be, and not just enjoying sin for a short time. He counted the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, because he looked to the time of reward. That's the kingdom. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn should not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as if by dry land, and when the Egyptians tried to do that, they were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about for 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot did not perish with those who believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? The time is running out. If I start to talk about Gideon, Barak, Samson, there you are, Samson's going to be in the kingdom, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight armies of enemies. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others were tested by cruel mockings and scourgings, that's whippings, even of imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn into two parts. They were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Truly, this world was not worthy of some of those fine men, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and the holes of the earth. And these all, having had witness borne to them through their faith, did not receive the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So you see clearly enough that it's not the case that one person dies, goes to heaven, gets their reward. 10 years later, someone else dies, goes off to heaven, gets their reward. This is not the case. These people all died in faith, not having received their reward, because it was God's intention that they, along with us, should all at the same time receive the reward. So that means we should all be resurrected together. When Jesus comes back, then there'll be the judgment, and then Jesus will say to the sheep, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." So the point is that these all died in faith. They didn't receive the promises, and yet God keeps his promises. And so God's going to fulfill those promises one day. And so, therefore, these men, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all these men will be resurrected to live forever on the earth and to receive the land that they were promised for an inheritance.